Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the man who has received so much recognition for his work on behalf of small business that he had to get a bigger mantle for his awards and a wider door for his head.
You have reached the transmitting signal for the big giant head. All big giant circuits are busy right now. Please stay on the line.
Mr. Humble, Jim Blasingame.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for staying with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Very excited about our good friend Ellen Rohr being back on the show. Ellen is a small business owner just like you. And once upon a time, she was a different kind of small business owner. And she got herself into a lot of trouble. And she got herself out of that trouble. And now she helps people like you and me deal with that kind of situation. She's written a number of books on the topic, including Bare Bones Biz Plan, including the Bare Bones Weekend Biz Plan, and also one of my favorites of her books, Where Did the Money Go?, which is what we're talking about right now. Ellen Rohr, welcome back to the show.
Hello, Jim. How are you?
Doing great. It's good to have you back. Thanks for being here.
You have a lot of monikers, and Mr. Humble is my new favorite one.
Oh, yeah. No, I get that all the time. Yeah, I get that all the time.
You are wonderful.
I tell people that the thing that my wife and I have the most in common is that we both love me. So, okay, Ellen.
The basis for a good marriage.
Dig your way out of debt. I mean, I've been there. I've been bankrupt. Didn't take bankruptcy, but I could have been. I could have. The judge, mm-hmm. A judge actually told me one time, you're the kind of person that we invented bankruptcy laws for.
I didn't do it.
I worked my way out of it just like you did. But
well, at least we don't cut people's hands off.
That's right.
You know, we used to send them to prison.
Exactly.
Yeah, exactly.
But what doesn't kill you makes you stronger, and you learn about things, and you find out what kind of character you have. But a lot of small business owners, because we're all undercapitalized, we mm-hmm. often get ourselves upside down, don't we?
Yes, and undercapitalized. The real core issue for debt, or at least from my perspective, is so often business owners. Now, let's talk about business debt today, because, mm-hmm. You're the
right.
Small business advocate, Mr. Humble.
Yeah.
And the biggest reason I see for getting into debt isn't that people are wasteful or have challenges with online gambling or
mm-hmm.
shopping, although those things can contribute to debt, no doubt about it.
We do but love our business, purses and shoes, right?
Exactly, or our addictions,
mm-hmm.
you know.
Right.
So those things can absolutely cause debt, and you want to watch for that and address those core issues. Another core issue, the most common issue I see that causes debt, is seriously undercharging. If you operate at a loss
right.
for a long time, that loss can only be supported by borrowing money. You know, there's not that many moving parts to business. So if you are in debt, you know, now is a good time. We're going to give you some tips for getting out of debt, but the core issue is going to be addressing your selling prices,
and this is where you focus so much on cash flow
mm-hmm.
because you're trying to get people to do business with you, and you're trying to pay your bills. You focus so much on cash flow that you put profitability way too far in the background.
Well, there's only three ways to create assets, and one of those, our favorite asset, is cash.
Right.
But the only three ways are to borrow money, to put money into the company as an owner, either you or to get an investor.
Investing,
and
right.
the third way is to create a profit. Now,
retained
profit is
earnings.
Like magic. Yeah, earnings are great. They're manufactured money. It's our favorite thing. This is what Warren Buffett taught me,
mm-hmm.
is charge more than it costs and manufacture money. And that's the ultimate way to find the wherewithal to dig out of debt. It also takes a process. Some discipline. I used to hate that word. You know, we were just talking about kids today, and I was sharing during the break.
Right.
I was a troublemaking kid, and
I bet
even
you
as
were.
A,
I'm
an adult,
sorry,
yeah, I know.
That.
Even as an adult, the word discipline used to make me just bristle. Maybe it was all those years of Catholic school. I don't know, but that used to be my least favorite word, and it's become one of my favorite words, because if you apply simple disciplines, you can find some freedom, and you can certainly find freedom from debt. The tips I share for getting out of debt go way, way back. In fact, there was a great book written during the Depression called The Richest Man in Babylon by George Clason. Mm-hmm. Have you read this?
I know the book, yes.
It's like the size, you know, it's like 35 pages long or something. Not that long. And it's written in parable form about a person who got into debt, you know, back at the time of Christ's life.
Mm-hmm.
So the principles of getting out of debt are so standard, so basic. Look up that terrific book. You can get it free on your Kindle, I think, or for 99 cents or something. So, you know, the principles are there. It does take some discipline.
Well,
so here are a few tips for digging out.
Hold on to that thought, Ellen, because when we come back here to these messages, I want to get into that. There's another one, folks, that sometimes we laugh about, but it's really true. Buy low, sell high. You know, these principles are not complicated. And Ellen's right. You got to sell for more than you paid for it, and you got to figure out how to manufacture money, which means having the discipline to leave the profit in the business. That's a big deal. That's when you find out whether you're disciplined or not. 20 till. Right back with Ellen Rohr. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.